Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, the boys will be back next week. You got Bonta Hill and Evan Giddings in here with you to begin 2026. Niners trying to get off, so I would just say, the same note they left 2025 on, which is they just keep on winning.
Yes.
I mean, Brock Purdy comes back, 7-1 is the start of this year. And it's almost like, I don't know, when was the last time you thought about the two words turf toe, Bonta?
Yeah, that's a thing of the past, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, just,
well, I thought you were going to go Mac Jones.
Oh, well, the two are connected. That's a good point. I haven't thought about him. You know, I was watching on the sidelines, like, you know, you're up there in the press box, you got binoculars,
right.
And I was scanning because Ricky Pearsall came off the field for mm-hmm. a play, got hurt, eventually came back against the Bears on Sunday night, and I noticed number 10. And I'm thinking, dude, I have not thought about that guy in weeks.
Exactly.
He's just out there getting his throws in, getting his work in.
Doing the Dougie.
Staying warm. Yeah.
Doing the Dougie. You know, no, we haven't heard Brock's moving around so well. So well. And I hope Niner fans, look, I talk to the boys in the morning about this all the time, Joe Spinotti and Joe Shasky. We always talk about loyalty in sports. Where's the loyalty from players? Well, I ask and I shoot back and say, where's the loyalty from fans? Especially when it comes to trusted agents like a Brock Purdy, like a George Kittle. Like a Christian McCaffrey, who, by the way, we haven't got into. Christian McCaffrey has had some big-time games against Seattle. He's owned this rivalry. And I ran into a highlight clip of him destroying Iowa in the Rose Bowl when he was at Stanford. But Brock Purdy has helped this team and this organization win some huge games. Tom Brady, Tampa Bay, first ever start, lit him up. Up in Seattle with the broken rib to win the division title, a hat and t-shirt game. You know, beating the Raiders in overtime. By the time he got to Philadelphia, I was completely confident the Niners were going to win in Philly because of the quarterback, because he came back against Seattle in a wild card game, because he led a game-winning drive against the Dallas Cowboys. This guy has won game after game after game. And so it was kind of ironic how quickly people flipped on Brock for Mac Jones. And Mac Jones played great, Evan. Mac Jones played the best football of his career. There's no doubt about it. But you could see the limitations to where you need to extend plays at critical times, critical junctures. Tampa Bay got into trouble, right? Couldn't get out that pocket, you know, against the Rams. So back here at Levi Stadium, he played great, but you saw the limitations where Brock Purdy can extend plays like he did last Sunday against Chicago and make magic happen. So Brock Purdy's playing excellent football. And, yeah, so turf toe and Mac Jones. I haven't heard those things for a while.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The two words.
Two more words. Hot seat Kyle Shanahan.
I haven't heard that either. No, that, all year, that has been on the back burner.
And, possibly.
I mean, you know, of course, if we're Niners fans, if something goes wrong, maybe we'll hear it again. But I feel like the fact that we've gone 6 months without that, that's a good sign. All right, let's get out to Redwood City. I promised Austin we'd get to his call. Sorry you had to hang on there for a sec, Austin. But I know you're feeling yourself about this game. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Happy New Year to y'all, man.
Happy New Year, Austin. Happy New Year, man.
Hey, right on. I want to say this, man. First, I want to give my congrats to Kyle Shanahan from going through adversity and not folding the season, not just throwing the season away and fighting, showing what type of head coach and offensive coordinator that you are, one of the top in the NFL. And by a long shot, the coach of the year, by a long shot. And then not only that, I want to tap in with Brock Purdy. With this win, lose, or draw, do y'all consider Brock Purdy the third best quarterback in 49ers history, surpassing Jeff Garcia, Alex Smith with his 11 different offensive coordinators, and Kaepernick, and, you know, Bonta, Jimmy G, my guy. Jimmy G as the third best quarterback in 49ers NFL history, win, lose, or draw with this game.
I don't want to disrespect the OGs and not bring up Frankie Albert and Y.A. Tittle, John Brody, but look, if Brock Purdy does some magical things in the postseason, it helps his team win a Super Bowl for the first time since the 94 season. And, yeah, he could catapult himself into top three territory with the 49ers. But the fact that he's playing that well, I think people have forgotten about Jimmy Garoppolo and the success he had. Well, Brock Purdy's taking this offense to another level. There's no doubt about that. Colin Kaepernick won some big – people forget he won some huge road games. Evan, road games in the playoffs. 0-degree weather, Lambeau Field against Green Bay, going to Carolina, beating Superman Cam Newton and the Panthers, and was a throw away from beating the Legion of Boom in Seattle in that monumental NFC Championship game, one of the best games I've ever watched as a fan. An absolute body bag game where Navarro Bowman's getting carried off on a stretcher. Mike Iupati was never the same after that football game. Guys are getting lit up left and right. Cam Chancellor, Vernon Davis, you name it. But Brock Purdy's played some excellent football for this team since he's been inserted as a starting quarterback. But a little early to say he's the third best quarterback in franchise history.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the guy to ask about rankings and all that. But what I will say is in regards to Jimmy Garoppolo, what I think that Brock Purdy has done, and he's obviously better than him, but I think the biggest compliment that I could pay him is, especially these last few weeks where you're seeing what he can do with his legs, the improvisation, yep, the extending of plays. Brock Purdy hasn't quite wholly separated himself from the head coach, but he's done it far more than Jimmy ever had. You couldn't say Jimmy Garoppolo without saying Kyle Shanahan.
Right.
I think the biggest compliment that I could pay Brock Purdy is I can say Brock Purdy,
wow,
without Kyle Shanahan.
Wow.
Just because of the things that he can... That play he made on Sunday Night Football against the Bears, where he made two defensive linemen miss, you know, no look in the corner to Juszczyk. I was sitting there in the press box pulling my hair out. I'm just thinking, there are maybe three, four people on planet Earth that make that play. And before I saw that, I would have never thought Brock Purdy could have done that. I'm sorry, but Twinkle Toes was on full display. That was unbelievable.
That is such an excellent point, Evan. You can say Brock Purdy without saying Kyle Shanahan. Now, there's a point in time where you couldn't do that, right?
100%.
But for me, that went away in 2023. Because, yeah, everybody said, oh, he has the Avengers. He has Kittle. He has Debo. He has Ayuk. Well, you look at all those players. McCaffrey. Did they have – those are their best years ever. And it came with Brock Purdy. Brandon Ayuk may never have a season like that ever again. Debo Samuel, now he had the 2021 season.
Mm-hmm.
That was his peak.
Yep.
But 2023 went bad. He had over 1,000 scrimmage yards. Christian McCaffrey doing what he did that season. George Kittle doing what he did that season. That all came with Brock Purdy. Because this offense went from averaging about 24, 25 points a game, leaning on a defense to, wow, this offense is scoring 30. What are you going to do about it, Seattle? What are you going to do about it, L.A.? What are you going to do about it, Philadelphia? So Brock Purdy, which is why he got the contract. The organization told you how they felt about Brock Purdy because they paid him. They paid him to be the franchise quarterback and say, you know what? We believe in you. Even after a difficult 2024, we believe you can still play at a high level and help us win a Super Bowl. So that's a great point, Evan, that you talk about Brock Purdy without saying the name Kyle Shanahan.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. And I think it's been a recent development for me just because you did see what Mac Jones did with this offense without a lot of his guys, especially the Rams game on Thursday night. No Kittle, no Juwan.
Yep.
And Christian McCaffrey is still here and has been throughout the entire season. But the thing about it is Mac Jones, I think there was one game, and it was against the Giants, where they scored 30 or more. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it was 26. It was capped. Yep. With Brock Purdy, they're averaging 36 points a game. I mean, it's a joke. Like, it's not even close. They're averaging damn near 10 more points per game with this guy under center than they are with the backup quarterback, who did a very fine job.
Yep.
But that is a completely different ballpark that Brock Purdy is operating in right now.
A completely different offense. Completely different offense. Look at the run game being unlocked now with Brock Purdy under center. Now, a lot of credit goes to the offensive line. Some of the run scheme changes. You see a lot of less zone. They're going power, running right at you. But that's a great point where Brock, and I was noticing that too with Mac Jones, as well as he was playing, 23, 26. And you know what was crazy to me, Evan? Mac Jones' game at SoFi Stadium. It was excellent. Awesome win. Being at SoFi Stadium, I was charged up. I didn't go to bed till 1 in the morning. But Brock Purdy had the same type of performance in 2024. The difference was Eddie Pinheiro made his field goal. Jake Moody didn't in 2024.
Ronnie Bell on line one.
Ronnie Bell dropped the pass. Kendrick Bourne didn't drop passes. You know what I'm saying? Brock Purdy had that same game without Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, but he didn't get the credit for it because they didn't win the football game. Special teams let them down. Well, special teams didn't let them down against the LA Rams that night in SoFi Stadium. So he's shown us glimpses of doing it without some of his star players. So there's no doubt in my mind Brock Purdy's playing some excellent football right now, and he's got experience. That's the other thing. Going into the playoffs, will Seattle feel as confident going into the playoffs with Sam Darnold as the Niners fans will feel with Brock Purdy?
I wouldn't.
Right? Tampa Bay, Carolina. What if Carolina wins and Bryce Young's going into the playoffs for the first time? You know what I'm saying? You look at the NFC North. Caleb. I like Caleb a lot. I thought Caleb played excellent football on Sunday. But he's never been in a postseason, Evan. He's never played at this level. Hell, how many – did he even make a big-time bowl game in college?
I think – well, no, because he never played in one.
Yeah. No, they played in the Vegas Bowl, I think, against Utah.
Was that
no,
year,
was that – that was the Pac-12 championship, right?
Yeah, the one where they got dogged by Utah.
Dogged.
Yeah, so it's – no, you're right. They're, like, Brock Purdy's been in big games before, and that's something, too, that – about this team gets a little lost, and I think it has to do with what we were talking about with resetting expectations, but there's a lot of guys on this team that have played in a lot of big games.
Yep.
Kittle, Williams, McCaffrey, Jennings, Brock, Kyle. Like, there's been dudes, and I realize not all of them reside on defense outside right. of Demo, but there's a lot of guys on this team that got big game experience, and why I think, again, to kind of bring it back to tomorrow, like, I can't wait to watch this game, because you're absolutely right. I think one of the biggest reasons why I feel like the Niners have as good of a chance as any is what they're doing is great, but also I've seen Sam Darnold in some of those moments. Yep. Last year in the playoffs, before then. And to yep. your point, it's like, who do I trust more? The clear answer is Brock Purdy.
Right. Week 17 last year, Minnesota, they were in the same game. Darnold was in the same exact game last season.
Yep.
Against the Detroit Lions at Ford Field. They scored 9 points. Then they went to Glendale, Arizona against the Rams in a wild card round, and they were done by the second quarter. Now, maybe he's learned from that. Maybe he's gained that valuable experience because you do have to go through the fire at times. But Brock Purdy's been there, done that before. And he's been in these moments, and they're at home. Like, that's the other thing. Kyle Shanahan in December, in January, they went at home. Without even knowing the record, they win their home games.
Yeah.
They win because the faithful shows up and shows out, especially in the night game. So I feel really good. And then it's Kyle Shanahan in these big game experiences. I don't think we're talking enough about Shanahan, Evan, about him being in these big games and learning from 2019, learning from 2021, learning from 2022 and 2023 in the Super Bowl when they lost to Kansas City. Shanahan has a lot of big game experience where McDonald hasn't been here yet.
Nope.
Hasn't been here yet.
He's been there as a coordinator, but he has not been there as a head coach. And that's something, too. It's like it's fair and unfair. I see both sides of it. But the whole Kyle and big game stuff, in the biggest game, yes, you've seen some moments where he absolutely turtles up. And you got the cupcake Kyle moniker and all that stuff. I get it. But he's also won the big games to put his team in that position. And yep. I think it's a little unfair that we just paint this broad brush of nope. Kyle Shanahan can't get it done, because more often than not, these games, the week 17s, the week 18s, the divisions, the championship games, he's won most of them.
At SoFi, to get into the playoffs in 2021.
Down 17.
Down 17. Seattle, 2019. When that place was a house of – that was the first win for the 49ers in Seattle since 2011 when Alex Smith went up there on Christmas Eve with Jim Harbaugh. He broke that curse.
That's
right?
Wild.
You know what I'm saying? He's one who put the feather in his cap, you know, with these big-time wins at, on the road. But now he gets his game at home, Evan, and I think that's going to be huge for the 49ers. Not having to travel, being able to rest up, short week. And who knows? Maybe we'll get an injury report, and maybe, just maybe, Trent Williams will play with that hamstring injury. I know he's listed as questionable. I have a hard time believing he's going to play, but the fact that he's questionable – long term, that means that's good news for Trent Williams.
Yeah, Trent, Kittle, I mean, pretty much all their impact guys right now, questionable as far as practice goes, but hopefully they're going to be out there tomorrow night, Saturday, Levi's Stadium, battle for the one seed, San Francisco and Seattle. 888-957-9570 is the number. Bonte Hill, Evan Giddings with you here on Steiny and Guru. Theo is in the East Bay. What's up, my man? What's going on? How you feeling about tomorrow night?
Yeah, feeling good, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Bonte, what's up, baby?
What's up, Theo?
Yeah, but you guys are talking about Kyle Shanahan, and to me, man, if he gets this win tomorrow at home, I think it's the best job that he's done in his career for the 49ers. The conference championship games that he's won, the Super Bowls that he's been to, I think the job that he's doing this year is better than all those years, because the best teams in the NFC are in the NFC West. And we got that big game tomorrow. I think he gets it done with Brock Purdy. We here on the West Coast already know who Brock Purdy is without Kyle Shanahan. Evan, you were just talking about it. But the rest of the world, they're going to find out who Brock Purdy is. Also, too, this defense, man, they're going to have to step up. And I think Robert Saleh does a good job of just containing Sam Darnold. And the game tomorrow for the 49ers is going to be won with the players on the field, but with the coaches that we got. Cheers, boys.
Thank you, Theo. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are there already, B, with Shanahan, this being his best job. Let me just put it to you like this. In 2023, which is the best team that I've seen, just on paper, offense was unbelievable. Felt like they scored every single time they got the ball. Defense was bend but don't break, but had dudes all over the place. If they win on Sunday, they will have more regular season wins than that team. They went 12-5 that year.
Yeah.
And I know that Sam Darnold started week 18 because it didn't matter, but this team will be 13-4 if they win.
Unbelievable.
That to me, I didn't have that on the bingo card.
No, and everybody talked about the schedule, right? The soft schedule coming into the season. And I don't think people took into account that Jacksonville would be better. I didn't think Jacksonville was going to be this good.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But I thought they would be better than last season. There's a lot of talent on that football team. I thought Houston would be better. And I always thought that would be a tricky spot going to Houston and New York back-to-back weeks. And Houston, as we've learned, has the best defense in the league. And they're a problem in the AFC. If they could just do something on offense and protect CJ Stroud, they've got a legit shot at winning a Super Bowl because of that defense. So you play the AFC South, right? And yeah, sure, Tennessee stinks, and you got to face Phillip Rivers late in the season with the Colts as they broke down. But there's so much parity in the league. There's so much parity in the league. On a week-to-week basis, we'll see Green Bay lose to Cleveland. Niners go to Cleveland and undress the Browns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia loses to the New York Giants. Well, the Niners beat the New York Giants handily. Philly lost them, and I know it's a division game, but that's how wacky this league has been this season. The Buffalo Bills have lost games this year. We're like, what? How did they lose to Atlanta on Monday Night Football? You know what I'm saying? They lost a game last week by allowing 17 yards in the second half, and it still lost. So the whole soft schedule thing, it is what it is in the NFL because there's never been this much parity before in this league. So the Niners took advantage of some breaks, no doubt about it. But you can't talk about the soft schedule when you look at the Niners roster and all the guys that have been out. Again, who we had? Austin, who said, I can't believe Shanahan's kept his team together. Think about that, Evan. They could have melted in and said, you know what? We just don't got the bodies. We're done. We saw that in 2020,
yep,
during the pandemic season. We saw that last year in 2024 when guys were in and out the lineup and they just folded. They didn't fold this year, despite having the litany of injuries that they've had this season. So 13-4, this is probably Shanahan's most impressive coaching job of his tenure. And that's crazy thinking about 2023 and 2019.
And to your point, too, the reason why they're in this game against Seattle is because they haven't had any duds.
Nope.
They just haven't. I mean, you mentioned Buffalo against Atlanta. Rams just lost to Atlanta.
Yep.
In a game that didn't matter for them. Like, the Falcons are done. They lost to Kirk Cousins in a game that they didn't even have to play in.
Yep.
And the Rams are trying to, they had still a legit shot to potentially get the one, and like they couldn't show up. They're down 21-0 in that game. Seattle, they haven't had any duds either. And that's why they're in this game. Their schedule has been a little more impressive. They beat Jacksonville in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. They got the home win against Houston. They've beaten some better teams than the Niners have, but they also haven't had any slip ups. They took care of business against New Orleans, Arizona twice, Tennessee, Atlanta, Indy, when they obviously didn't have their best foot forward. So it's like both teams are in this position because they deserve to be. And I think that's one thing that we get a little bogged down in, because we're in the Bay Area, because we know everything about this team and we know all those storylines, that we don't always have a chance to step outside the bubble and give them their credit. Where Austin is talking about, I think he's absolutely right. Even if they don't win this game, I think it's going to be a good game, and the whole country will finally give the Niners their flowers, because even if they lose to Seattle, there's going to be a lot of people next week, wild card week, and saying, yeah, you don't want San Francisco coming into your house.
Well, think about it. Have they already impressed the nation?
They should.
I mean, they just played on Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football. Everybody's watching. Bears have a big market. That is a big market in Chicago. And Bear fans run deep. There were a lot of them at Levi's Stadium. The nation watched Sunday Night Football between the Niners and the Bears. And they watched Monday night between the Niners and the Colts. And when I look at TweetDeck and I'm looking at my buddies from all around the country, they're saying, damn, the Niners are dangerous. I'm seeing that a lot. So they've already put this league and they put the nation on notice on how good they can be. So whether they win or lose tomorrow, I still think, to your point, Evan, that people will say, boy, Niners are going to be a tough out. Don't really want to give Shanahan a week to game plan for you. Don't really want no problems.
You know? Exactly. Shout out to our guy, Hella Frankie, in the YouTube chat, donating $2 to say, Evan and the King on together. Def Dub City tomorrow for the Niners. Yeah, I don't know. Have you put that behind you yet? I mean, I know you still got the crown every once in a while.
I don't like it. You know, it started because, how did it start? People think I gave myself the nickname. I would never give myself a nickname. That's
the one thing you can't do in life is give yourself nicknames.
That's just too arrogant. And I have too much respect for the people who paved the way for me. The people that's come before us in the sports talk radio genre, Gary Ratnitch, Ralph Barbieri, Tom Tobert, the list goes on and on and on. Somebody said something. I was like, well, damn it, since I'm the king around here, then won't you do something? And then, you know, people see me on the street like, hey, King, it's the weirdest thing ever, Evan. They're like, what's up, King? Hey, King. Everyone's straight face. I'm like, man, I can't shake this.
Well, if the Niners win tomorrow, they deserve to be kings. They deserve to be crowned.
Well played.
Yeah, they will have that one seed, no doubt about it. And that's the other thing, too. It's like, that's why this game, to me, this is what sports is all about. I know they got bigger games ahead. The playoffs are really where it's going to matter. But this is the first time where, and maybe last week, too, because it was Chicago, Sunday Night Football, whole nation. But I do feel like it's taken, and myself included, it's taken a lot of people who have watched this team to really finally allow themselves to just fully jump in. Like, we're right. All in with this team. And we can talk about why more on the other side, because I feel like that this game, it's all come down to this.
Yep.
You play 6 months. You go through injuries. You go through ups and downs and backups and everything that it takes to get to this point on the heels of the season that was it last year. It's like the Niners deserve to be in this spot.
Ev, real quick, just been such a roller coaster ride. The way you put that, I'm just looking at the schedule, thinking about all the twists and turns and the Mac Jones conversation and whether or not Shanahan should stick with Mac Jones, the whole ride the hot hand. What's going on with Purdy? What's going on with Kittle? Oh, the defense has fallen apart. And you look at the schedule and the way things worked out, losing to the Rams, and all of a sudden you're 5-3, you're saying, after the Houston game, you're saying, damn, is this it? Are they about to fade? And now they're sitting here 13-4 with six straight games. They won a game on Monday Night Football with the quarterback throwing three picks in the first half.
On three straight possessions.
Right.
That was one of the craziest things, no doubt. And they got a chance to do something even more wild. Obviously 24 hours from now. All right, in about 15 minutes, we got Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, coming on, and that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. I do want to clean up these calls on the Niners. Yep. We'll review it. We'll come back to it, obviously. We got Softy Mahler from Seattle coming on at 1 o'clock to talk his mess about the Seahawks. Monte Hill and he obviously go way back, so looking forward to that conversation as well. Jonathan, Mitch, hang on. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Evan Giddings and Bonte Hill in for Steiny and Guru. That segment was sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.